In women's college hoops, Alexa Kostanek poured in 22 points, and Chase Coley added 16 points and 14 rebounds as the 23rd-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women rolled to an 80-65 win at UNI Sunday.
You know, we're excited to play here. It was our first road game. It was the first of our three in-state rivalry games. So we were pretty excited to play, and I love the energy that we started this game with.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes outscored the Panthers 34-14 in the paint.
You know, that results in us shooting 50%. So, you know, I like that we got the ball inside. I'm really happy with that. Chase had a career night for us in every category. We got to get out there with three-point shooters a little bit better. You know, that's something we got to continue to work on.
The Hawkeyes improved to 4-0 thus far on the season. Amber Sorensen led UNI with 23 points, including 7 of 11 from the three-point range. Elsewhere in women's Midwest college hoops, it was Drake over North Dakota 73-63. New Orleans and Iowa State, that matchup was postponed. Well, Saturday's game at West Virginia will be the final one at Iowa State for Coach Paul Rhodes.
Rhodes was fired by athletic director Jamie Pollard on Sunday, one day after the Cyclones squandered a 35-14 lead in a 38-35 loss at Kansas State. The Cyclones are 3-8 heading into their season finale, and Rhodes' seven-year record at ISU is 32-54. His best season was his first one, when the Cyclones finished 7-6 and beat Minnesota 14-13 in the Insight Bowl.
That's Radio Iowa's Todd Kim. Well, C.J. Beathard threw three touchdown passes, and number 6 Iowa clinched a share of the Big Ten West title and a spot in the league championship game with a 40-20 win over Purdue on Saturday. LaShawn Daniels Jr. ran for two TDs for the Hawkeyes, and who will play in Nebraska next week in search of their first 12-0 regular season. Iowa let Purdue get within 20-13 in the third quarter, but Beathard's 22-yard TD pass to Henry Krieger Cobble with 8:40 left sealed yet another victory for the Hawkeyes. Austin Appleby had 259 yards passing to lead Purdue, which will pay for the old oaken bucket next week against Indiana. The Iowa Hawkeyes have climbed to third in the latest AP College Football Top 25. It's their highest ranking since 2002. The Hawkeyes, as I mentioned, improved to 11-0 and locked up the Big Ten West Division title with a 40-20 win over Purdue Saturday.
It's just a great feeling. You know, with every win, we've been gaining confidence. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, staying the course and staying focused and understanding what got us to this point, and understanding that we're truly playing for something, you know, playing for each other. Just been working hard with each other ever since January. And, you know, to culminate with this, just feels really good.
That's senior center Austin Blythe. Quarterback C.J. Beathard says the hard work put in during the offseason is paying off for the Hawks.
You know, we went into the offseason, we wanted to change the culture, and we've done that. And, you know, we want to translate that over into game-like situations, and we've done a good job closing out games and putting games together and playing tough.
And again, the Hawkeyes will close out their regular season this Friday with a visit to Nebraska. You'll be able to hear that game on KJAN. Jack Cantelli's kicked a 42-yard field goal, 3 seconds left to cap Kansas State's 38-35 come from behind victory over Iowa State on Saturday. Kansas State recovered 3 Iowa State fumbles in the final 7 minutes and rallied from a 35-34 first half deficit. Also over the weekend, Lavelle Boyd scored 16 points and shot 4 of 8 from behind the arc. And Kansas City rallied in the second half to beat Drake 79-73 on Saturday in men's college basketball. Martez Harrison scored 13 and Darius Austin added 14 for the Kangaroos, who got 36 points from their bench compared with 12 for Drake and outscored the Bulldogs 40-22 in the paint. In other college football news, as we were mentioning a moment ago, Aaron Bailey threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for 3 more as Northern Iowa defeated Southern Illinois 49-28 on Saturday night. In the NFL news, Justin Houston intercepted Phillip Rivers' pass and returned it for 17 yards for a touchdown, and 346-pound defensive tackle Dontari Poe leaped over the pile for a 1-yard touchdown, and the Kansas City Chiefs embarrassed the free-falling San Diego Chargers 33-3 on Sunday. Alex Smith won again at Qualcomm Stadium as the Chiefs at 5-5 won their fourth straight game following a 5-game losing streak. The Chargers at 2-8 lost their 6th straight. Rivers had his worst game of the season, throwing for just 178 yards. Rivers had attempted to pass to Danny Woodhead from the Chargers 23, and Houston intercepted it and ran it in for a 19-3 lead with 3:27 left in the third quarter. Houston sacked Rivers four times in the 2014 season finale, in which the Chargers were eliminated from the playoff race. Smith, who led Helix High to consecutive city championships at Qualcomm Stadium, was 20 of 25 for 253 yards. And that is our check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.